You're listening to Event CEO, a podcast for executives who are looking to maximize their event ROI through business strategy, technology, and innovation.
Welcome everyone to Event CEO. So glad to have you and thank you for taking time out of your day to listen to us. We have back, we're so excited, Leslie Collins from Discover E, executive director of that organization, and has been for how many years, Leslie?
Long time.
Okay, we'll just go long time. I've known her 23 years, we'll put that out there. But nonetheless, go back and listen to her episode. She's super insightful about the actual model that she has as an organization, as a nonprofit, and how she uses that to create free events, both virtual as well as hybrid events, as well as the traditional event. It's incredible stuff, and I think very, very worthwhile to go back and listen to. Now, here we are. We are doing the lightning round, which is a quick question round. We have three questions, Leslie, that we're just going to ask you, and would love just your sort of off-the-cuff insight.
Okay.
What's the most innovative thing you've seen done either at your event or at an event you've attended?
I would say for our events, it's trying to make engineering really exciting and fun on the spot is a challenge. And I would say at our National Building Museum, Discover Engineering Family Day with you guys, when we've had Nate, young TV host from Design Squad, when he has used his invention to repel the six stories up the atrium, everybody's like, ooh. Yeah. And that is engineering in action.
Yes,
so it gets everybody's attention and gets them excited.
And then he can beatbox and dance in between. So
it's
pretty incredible.
Yeah.
What's the best use of technology you've utilized at an event or seen at another event?
For us, we have a virtual platform for an event called the Global Marathon for By and About Women in Engineering. And we provide that for anybody who wants to participate free. And it's allowed us to connect women around the world.
How many people?
To one another. Generally, we get about 2,000 registrants, and we're looking to grow that. But we had about 64 countries represented. The thing we're going to be doing that we're excited about is to, for the first time, stream our Future City Competition National Finals from Washington, D.C. Not all of it. It'll be produced, but we're collaborating with a kids' TV show called Fab Lab. And they will be producing the streaming. And as you know, it's really hard to explain Future City to people and what these kids do in creating their cities of the future. You have to see it. And so we're hoping that with this stream, more people will see what's being done, understand it, and want to get involved. So it's partly a celebration for our 25th anniversary of that program, but to really build more momentum
around it.
Yeah.
Great. And I'm sure your sponsors are loving that.
Oh, yeah.
What do you see to be the biggest business advantage to doing or attending events?
For us, it is the business-to-business contact that we provide for our sponsors. And for them, it's also the visibility that we provide, showing them as leaders in the STEM education and workforce area. So I think those would be the two that come to mind.
All right. Well, Leslie, once again, thank you so much for your just contribution to our audience and to the podcast. And we'll look forward to seeing you soon again on the show.
Thanks, Rebecca.
All right, and happy 25th anniversary.
Yeah, for Future City, right? Right on. Yeah.
Incredible. And thank you to you out in the audience for taking time out of your day to listen and to hopefully gain some insights that'll be helpful to you and your business. Make your days great.
You can follow Event CEO on Twitter and Instagram at @event_CEO and on Facebook at Event CEO Podcast. Show notes for this episode can be found at www.linderglobal.com/podcast.